Very pleased once again to check in with Karen DeWitt in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Karen, a very interesting story that you had this morning about the New York delegation, which has been so vociferous, generally speaking, behind its support for Donald Trump for this convention. At the same time, some were vacillating a little bit in terms of their support for certain issues regarding some of the Trump stances. Maybe go over a few of those for us.
That's right. I mean, they are, you know, very much putting on a unified front. You know, they're sitting right there in front of the podium. But a lot of the delegates initially supported other candidates. And, you know, New York's more of a moderate state, so they have some problems with some of Trump's foreign policy, like building the wall with Mexico, you know, banning immigrants from Muslim countries. We talked to the 2014 gubernatorial candidate in Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and he essentially said, you know, I don't really believe in building a wall. You know, I don't really like to think about Muslim immigrants. They always qualify it by saying, you know, our immigration policy is a mess and we do need to have secure borders. But Rob Astorino went so far as to say he kind of hopes that Donald Trump walks back some of his statements in the speech tonight and essentially apologizes for some of them, which most people say that is likely not going to happen. We talked to Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino about it, and he essentially attacked Rob Astorino as being a victim of political correctness and not getting it and saying, Trump's not apologizing. That's not what he's about. But I think probably maybe the wisest statement came from GOP Chair Ed Cox, who said, you know, Trump's got to appear more statesmanlike tonight because, you know, he's playing to the hall, sure, and the hall wants red meat. They love all the things that he says at the rally, but it's a wider audience, and he's going to need more votes than his base if he wants to be president. So he needs to be more statesmanlike. Although, you know, I've been hearing for months all kinds of people, you know, political consultants and, you know, more of the rank-and-file Republicans saying, Donald Trump's going to pivot. You wait, he's going to pivot. This is going to be the week. This is going to be the day. Well, you know, I'm thinking, don't hold your breath. Trump likes a great show. Being statesmanlike would be boring.
Well, we'll see on that part for tonight. Now, there's still some other business outside that arena, that spectacle, that the New York delegation has to deal with. They'll be hearing from some speakers later today. Talk a little bit about that, please.
That's right. This is the final breakfast for the delegation before the speech. Rudy Giuliani is going to speak, the former New York City mayor who did very, very well the other night at the convention, so they're going to be excited about that. We're going to hear from Representative Peter King, who represents Long Island in Congress, who hasn't always been on the same page as Trump, so it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. And then the legislative Republican leaders, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan. I'll be interested in asking him how he thinks Trump is going to help or hurt Senate races. I'm sure he's going to say they're going to help, but, you know, and they actually might, Trump actually might hurt the Senate candidates. And then Assembly Minority Leader, it's also from the Western New York area, Brian Culp.
All right. Well, very good, Karen DeWitt. As always, a thank you very much for your time and your fine work on all these stories in Cleveland.
You're welcome.